USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Monday struck down a Louisiana law requiring abortionists to hold admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of where the abortion is performed. Chief Justice John Roberts, joining the four liberals on the court, saying the Louisiana law unconstitutionally burdens women seeking abortion. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano reacts to Chief Justice Roberts' decision.
Today, the Chief Justice says, I'm going with precedent. We can't just change with the political times, and the Constitution doesn't change when different members join the court with different judicial philosophies.
The former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd are set to appear in court. The four officers are expected to take part in a pretrial hearing this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover, in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
States are continuing to be on the defense as coronavirus cases continue to rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Coronavirus continues to surge in a number of U.S. states, especially in the West and in the South. That includes Florida, where another 8,500 COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday, after a record nearly 9,600 new cases were reported on Saturday. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's rethinking his decision to allow bars to reopen.
And in the instances where we've seen outbreaks tied to establishments like that, it has invariably been because they packed so many people in and created the type of environment that we're trying to avoid.
A Virginia man is $100,000 richer after a trip to the store to get hot dogs. The man telling lottery officials he decided to pick up the last-minute cash 5 ticket while at the store earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Mississippi's House and Senate lawmakers on Sunday voted with bipartisan support to change the state flag by removing a Confederate battle emblem that's broadly condemned as racist. Republican Governor Tate Reeves says he'll sign the bill and the state flag will lose its official status as soon as he signs it. These Mississippi voters tell Fox News this is a great sign for their state.
We're the last state in the union to have a Confederate emblem on our flag. If Mississippi can make a drastic change like that, we can do anything, and I'm very excited about what we're going
to
do next.
To be in this moment where young people have literally pushed the envelope and said, hey, there's this moment that is pregnant with opportunity.
Some hand sanitizers from Mexico have toxic ingredients, and people are dying in the United States. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Three people in New Mexico have died, one has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.